I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Tuesday, June 9th. There are now 1,227 cases of coronavirus confirmed in Quincy. There have been 1,000 recoveries, and the death toll stands at 121 for the fourth day in a row. In Massachusetts, there are now over 103,000 confirmed cases of the virus. Cottage Avenue in Quincy Center is being closed to traffic to help some restaurants offer outdoor dining now that phase two of reopening in Massachusetts is underway. Officials say Cottage Avenue will close to motorists at 2 p.m. every day and that motorists can enter Cottage Avenue from Dennis Ryan Parkway to access the new parking garage 24 hours a day. There will also be spaces available for curbside pickup and a loading zone for restaurants. Quincy's 30 tot lots are now open. Officials say the lots are open 7 days per week and will be cleaned 3 times per day by recreation staff. The lots will be limited to 10 children at a time, and if they are at capacity, there will be a 1 hour time limit. Adults will be required to wear face masks, and everyone is urged to use the hand-washing stations that have been installed at most playgrounds. Quincy's basketball and tennis courts also remain open with social distancing guidelines. There are 4 separate developments that are up for discussion during the second remote meeting of the Quincy Planning Board on Wednesday. Officials will continue reviewing plans for a 20-unit building on Newbury Street in North Quincy, a 71-unit complex on Adams Street with 81 parking spaces, a 40-unit building at 503 to 511 Hancock Street, and plans to expand a 3-family home to a 5-family home on Wollaston Avenue. The meeting will be held on the Zoom teleconference platform and will be available to the public at 5:30 Wednesday afternoon. Dunkin' Donuts is hiring. The chain says it wants to hire up to 25,000 new employees at most of its franchise locations. Dunkin' is also forming a new partnership with Southern New Hampshire University to offer low-cost college degrees to its independent franchisees and their employees. The carpool lane is open again on the expressway. State transportation officials reopened the HOV lane between Quincy and Boston during weekday rush hours to accommodate the increased traffic as people return to work. The lane will be open from 5 to 10 a.m. northbound and 3 to 8 p.m. southbound for vehicles with 2 or more passengers. And a reminder, please participate in the Quincy COVID Memories Project. The Thomas Crane Library, Quincy 400, the city, and Quincy Access Television are teaming up to collect videos, photos, artwork, stories, or any other reflections of life in Quincy during the pandemic. Upload your submissions at quincyculturalmemory.com or send them to the Thomas Crane Library, attention local history, 40 Washington Street, Quincy, 02169. I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Tuesday, June 9th.